Good morning. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on July 3rd. This is Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. It is now about 7:12 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. This is an odd time for us to be broadcasting live. However, we lost our broadcast that we just broadcasted, so this is a rebroadcast. Very strange things happen in radio world. I'd like to remind everyone that if you'd like to call in, please call in at 918-919-0101. We do not have our studio line in. We have a problem this morning, so that's why I'm rebroadcasting. So it's 918-919-0101, and maybe we can take your calls that way off the air and still be able to answer any questions that you may have. Otherwise, please send us email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. This morning, I want to talk about the essence of liberty. I think what we have done is we have lost the concept of what liberty really means. And when I say that, we talk about being a free nation. And yet we don't understand what that means. We say a free nation, but yet we rely on government entities for permission to do everything and anything that we want. That doesn't ring right. We have been indoctrinated through our government school systems that whatever we do, it must have the approval of the largesse of the government itself, or else we're just not permitted to do it because it may not be safe for us. Folks, we have lost the concept of liberty. The concept of liberty that says that this is a government for, of, and by the people. This is not a government that rules the people, which is what we have now. I would like to read to you something that I read in front of a group the other day, and this is the meeting had to do with Independence Day, July 4th, and quite frankly, I do find July 4th a little bit discerning, because it's not that our freedom that I'm concerned about, it's that our loss of freedom that I'm concerned about. Here we are celebrating the 4th of July, we're celebrating our freedom, and we've lost most of it. Well, we should be celebrating that part that we have been able to preserve, but we should be protesting those portions that we have lost. We should be exercising ourselves as if we are the governors. We should start telling the government on the 4th of July that we are the government, not you. We have elected you. You are there to protect our liberties. You are not there to restrict our liberties. This is the time when we declare our independence. And when I say our independence, I don't mean independence as a nation. Independence as a people living within this nation. There is such a dramatic difference. And yet we've lost that concept. And you know, ask teachers about the concept of liberty. And unfortunately, teachers come from our government school systems. They don't understand the concept of liberty. They immediately reference the government. They say, well, we have a democratic form of government. No, we don't. We're a republic, and the republic has gone amok into an empire. Let me just read to you. This is the very first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, it says, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separation and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. What powerful words! We don't hear words like that anymore. We're coming on, this is July 3rd, tomorrow's July 4th, Independence Day, and we have lost the concept of liberty. We have surrendered our freedom. And we have no concept of inalienable rights, those rights that are inherent in us as humans. And when I say that, I don't mean humans as far as citizens of the United States. I read a very interesting article just last night where a person was saying, I am not a citizen of the United States. And by the way, this is not a libertarian perspective at all. It wasn't a political paper at all. But he says, I am not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of the earth. This ball, which is revolving around this sun in this universe, in this solar system, rather, in this very small Milky Way, amongst trillions of stars, we may be the only ball that has human life in it. He says, I am a custodian of the earth. I will cherish this earth. I will preserve it. I will protect this earth. This is my home. And it's my responsibility to preserve it, because it's allowing me to live here. And he's absolutely correct. Well, think about those words. I mean, very few people would disagree with that. But yet, when you ask the neocons, well, then why are we bombing the heck out of other countries? Is that not destroying the earth? Are we being good custodians of the earth by bombing? How about Vietnam, when we defoliated almost an entire nation? My God, how terrible. And yet, we're the good guys. Everybody else is the bad guy. We have now an empire gone amok. And if you see what is happening around the world in this financial situation around the world, look at it. Inflation is starting to rage around the world. The fuse has been lit for financial instability. Food shortages around the world. And you know, one of the core reasons for all of this taking place, of not that it started because of us, but we're exasperating us, is because of the policies of our government. Well, folks, I'm on the air to declare my independence today. Tomorrow is the Independence Day, and the day before Independence Day, I am declaring my independence from the government. Now, I still pay my taxes and do all those good things. I'm still a good citizen. But I am declaring my independence, and everyone who is listening to me should do the same, regardless of what country you're in. In fact, this is a live rebroadcast, actually, this morning. We had a problem with the first broadcast, and right at the end of the broadcast, we had a gentleman call in from Scotland. And too bad, I only had a minute left on the program, and I couldn't keep him on the air. I asked him to write and to call in on Sunday evening. I'll give him the whole show. Scotland, folks. Here we are in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we receive a call from Scotland, and he wants to talk about liberty. Well, he wants to talk about the war in Iran, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. But let me finish this. We have to understand, we have to grasp the concept of liberty, or this station, or anything that I say, makes absolutely no sense. Because once you retreat to the definition of, well, we're a nation run by a very strong central government that tells us what to do, and we need permission to do anything because we have to be an organized and civilized society, We have no freedom. But this is where we've come to. We have arrived, folks. July 4th should no longer be celebrated. We objected to England imposing a tax. Pennies. Pennies a year. Insignificant. We protested. And now 50 and 60% of our taxes, our earned money, goes to various taxes. 50, 60%. Most of us. I'm not talking about the rich. I'm not talking about the poor. I'm talking about most of us. Sales tax, excise tax, use tax, income tax, payroll tax, Social Security tax. All these taxes, add them up. Here in Tulsa, it's almost 9% for sales tax alone. I have FICA, the government, between the government, the company portion and my portion is 15%. There's 25% right there, 25% there. And I'm not talking about income tax, payroll tax, and state tax, and excise tax. We're over 50%, folks. And how come we're not protesting in the street? All right, now this morning, I really want to talk about Iran. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine, and it was kind of fascinating. Because he called, he's a very good guy, really smart guy. He said, what do I think about the situation with Iraq? I said, I have no situation with Iraq. He said, what do you mean? I says, I have no situation in Iraq at all. What do you mean? Now, of course, I was being a wise guy. He says, well, the impending war with Iraq. I says, I'm not going to war with Iraq. He says, well, I mean the government. And what government? He says, our government. I said, why are they going to war with Iraq? I said, well, apparently they're trying to develop nuclear arms. I said, now let's get something really straight here, John. His name is John. I said, John, let's get something straight. First of all, this is a government for, of, and by the people. Do you agree or disagree? Well, I guess I agree. Well, you guess or do you? He says, no, I agree. I said, all right, good. Now, we are the government. I'm not going to war. Why are we having this conversation? I was actually angry. Not at him. I just get angry at such conversations like that. He's a wonderful person. He's a very good friend. Well, he didn't have an answer to that. I said, now, if this dumb government wants to go to war, let him go to war. But let them go. Let Cheney go over there. Give him an AK-47 and M-16 or whatever they have these days. Have him, give him, and say, go there. Run across the field. And if you drop dead of a heart attack, your problem. But no, they declare war. The empire declares war for empirical reasons. They send our sons and daughters to die there. And then we say, oh, they died for their country. They didn't die for their country. They died for the empire. They died for the money changers. They died for the matrix. They died for the shadow government, the people who run the military-industrial complex. That's what they died for. And the only reason why they're there is because of money there. Remember Beverly Hillbillies? Black gold. That's oil. That's why they're there. I said, I have no beef. No beef at all with the people in Iraq, Afghanistan, or Iran, nor any other country in the world. Why would I be at war? Of, for, and by the people. I am the government. I am not at war. Why are we talking about this? And very rarely is this guy stumped. He says, well, I can see your point. I said, well, I hope so. I said, let me ask you a question, John. Do you have any really hardcore enemies in Iran? I mean, enemies to the point that given an opportunity, you would kill them in cold blood. He said, of course not. I said, what about Afghanistan? He says, no. He said, what about Iraq? No. I said, then why are you at war there? I'm not. I said, neither am I. So why are we having this conversation? You see, folks, we are thinking incorrectly. I said, well, then why don't we help them develop nuclear power if that's good for their country, so their country can become wealthy? If they become wealthy, they would buy our products, our industry. We can trade with them. We become even better friends. Why don't we do that? Give me one reason why we don't. And he dared not. He dared not say, because they're our enemy. Because he knew that was an illogical conclusion. And he couldn't answer the question. I said, you can't answer the question, can you? I said, I can't answer the question. There's no reason. There's no reason why we can't go over there and say, let us help you do this thing quickly, efficiently, and ever, you know. And by the way, we have toilet paper we want to sell you. We got the best toilet paper in the world, bar none, at the best price. And once we sell them toilet paper, I'll tell you once, folks, they'll never go to war with us because they'll want our toilet paper. And you know something? This is not a joke. I mean, it sounds funny. They need our toilet paper more than we need their oil. And they know that. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing that we are free people. We are the government. We are not at war. We don't hate anyone. But we are killing everyone around the world. And then we say, well, it's for our safety. It's said, we repeat. It's George Orwell, 1984. We repeat what Barack Obama says in his campaign. What McCain says in his campaign. Well, the war on terror, we have to protect the mainland. We Al-Qaeda are people that we just can't seem to deal with. They don't exist for the sake of existing. They exist because it's sort of like Star Wars. We are the evil empire. They are the Jedis. That's what they see themselves at. Once we realize that as a people, we will stop supporting this government that's supporting the war and the empirical mission around the world. And I don't see why we can't see that. And yet it sounds so anti-American, but it's not. Remember, when I read the Declaration of Independence, it's time. It becomes time for us to separate ourselves from our government. Now, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not going to go in the street and start to, you know, I still pay my taxes. I mow my lawn. I help my friends. I give to charity. I still do everything. And hopefully I'm a good steward of the earth. And I'm a good citizen of the United States. And I'm a good citizen of the world. So I'm not talking about anarchy. I'm talking about a mentality. The best thing that could happen is no one shows up on November 4th to vote. No one. The only people that show up are Barack's family and McCain's family. Score 5-5, 5 votes for each. No one else shows up. We're not interested. We don't want either one of you. You're both bums. But no, we can't do that because we have to vote. Because that's what the government wants us to do. What's the matter with us? Bunch of weenies. I have declared my independence of this government. I am the government. As the Constitution provides for me. I pledge allegiance not to our flag, but to our Constitution. Because our Constitution says all people are free. All people. And it doesn't say all people in the United States. All people are free. We are free people. When are we going to start understanding that? And free doesn't mean taking your children and sending them to war for some empirical reason. Now, Barack Obama, he's a real sweetheart, this guy. You know, he talks about, well, we have to engage with our enemies and speak to them. Well, why? He wants to sit down with Iran. Why do you want to sit down with Iran? Why? You have no business sitting down with Iran and negotiating with them. Think about it. We have no business there. There's no reason to talk to them. I have business to talk to. I have a business. I want to sell something to them. I should go there and say, oh, by the way, I have a product I think would be great for you people. And by the way, there's something you have that I'd like to buy from you. I should engage. We should engage. As people, we should be engaging with Iran. And if I sell nuclear reactors, I should sell them a nuclear reactor and show them how to do it. But of course, if they want parts, they got to buy my parts. But just think of how they become dependent on us rather than becoming our enemies. You know, the people in Iran actually love the United States. They love the United States. You know why? Because we have left them alone for 20 years, a whole generation, and we have left them alone. They hate the government. They love the people. They love the form of government. They love how we do things. And all we've got to do is do some saber rattling, and that would change in a nanosecond. Isn't it amazing? People love us, provided we leave them alone. We know that. Pat Buchanan brought that out one time in a speech. He said, the nation that loves the America the most is whom? And no one can figure it out. People, Germany, France, you know, Ireland, all this other stuff, you know, Zimbabwe. No, actually it was Iran. Because we leave them alone. Isn't that amazing? We let them be people, free people. And we not only not leave them alone, but we help them. We help them be who they want to be. You know, as Ron Paul said, we don't have any enemies, but we do a good job of making enemies. Well, I am declaring my independence. I want you to declare your independence. We are free people, and we are not at war with anyone. And I refuse to vote for anyone who does not subscribe to the Constitution, does not support the Constitution. Barack Obama and John McCain do not. If Bob Barr, and I can't even vote for Bob Barr in the state of Oklahoma because they don't allow him to run in the state of Oklahoma because he's not part of the two-party system. Talk about freedom. What freedom? I'm going to celebrate the 4th of July. The freedom? My freedom? I have no freedom here. My freedoms have been taken away. I can't even vote for a guy who's running for president. We should start tearing apart the government, slowly but surely, and bringing it back down to the people again. And I'm not talking about anarchy. I'm not riding in the streets, rioting, shooting guns, or anything like that. I'm probably one of the best citizens they have here. I do everything I'm supposed to do. And I would continue to do that. But I am declaring my independence, and so should you. You know, why we think that we need this largesse of government to do anything. I want to trade with Iran. I want to trade with Iraq. I want to trade with Afghanistan or any other country. Why don't I just do that? Why do we need trade agreements? What trade agreements? I go there, I go, hey, I got this thing. Good for you. Good price. You know, I can manufacture it, have it shipped here by next Monday. What do I need the government for? Oh, it could be the national security. There's no national security. All we have is national insecurity once we start doing that. Once we start thinking that way, we become very insecure. I mean, why would any country want to invade a country that's their customer, that they're doing business with? And it makes no sense whatsoever. This is what the government tells us, so we live in fear. We must live in fear. I'm saying shake off the fear. Become self-governors, government yourself. Become self-governors. Be your own government. Don't vote. Or vote for Ron Barr, Bob Barr, if you can. If he's allowed to run in your state. All right. Then my friend John brings up, well, what about Israel? I said, what about Israel? He says, well, if they get the bomb, they said they're going to nuke Israel. I said, John, would you think about that for a minute? Israel is in an infinitesimally small country. I'll bet Israel, and I don't know this to be a fact, but it wouldn't surprise me if Israel was smaller than the state of Texas. It certainly is much smaller than the state of Alaska. I know that. But I'm pretty sure it's much smaller than the state of Texas. Much smaller. I said, if they got let's assume they got the nuclear bomb, they got the rockets and all that. I said, before they became proficient at it, they got to do a lot of practice. I mean, our bombs don't even go where they're supposed to go, not all the time. So let's say the law of averages is against them, and they have this big nuclear device on this warhead, and they fire. First of all, lucky it doesn't go off in their face. I said, secondly, it does go off, goes in the air, right? And they start praying to whomever, saying, hey, I hope it makes it, right? Now, let's assume for a second it's not exactly on target. It's a little bit off. Who are they going to hit? I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? if they're not going to hit, you know, the Israeli Central Command, and there's a nuclear device, big bomb, I mean, you know, nuclear stuff all over, maybe radioactivity, all that, who are they going to hit? So I guess they're going to hit some Arab state. I said, yeah. Now, you hit an Arab state. So now you have the Iranians, who are not Arabs, by the way, they're Persians. They hit an Arab state. And what do they do? After the bomb is detonated, what happens to that country? That not only do all the innocent people die, but that country becomes radioactive. And since there is oil in that area, what happens to the oil? The oil becomes radioactive. Once it's radioactive, what could you do with the oil? Nothing for around, 500,000 years or something like that. I said, do you think they're going to do that? Well, let's assume that they are. I'm not going to ask you that, the rhetorical question. Let's assume that they are. They're going to have that rocket go up, right? And let's assume it hits precisely where they want it to go, right? And they nuke Israel. Do you know, during the occupation, during the establishment of Israel as a nation, prior to that, it was a Palestinian nation. It was an Arab nation. 99% of the population was Palestinian. And I suspect that is still a majority of the population of Palestinians. So they nuke Israel, and at least half of the people they're going to kill are going to be Palestinians. How do you think that'll sit? What do you think the other Arab nations will do to Iran? Now let's assume they totally... Israel is a crater. No more. There's no more Israeli government, people, army, all gone. What do you think is going to happen? He couldn't answer that question. I said, it's stupid. It's insane. I said, all right. Now, they know the rocket's coming. Israel fires off not one, but 10 rockets. Goes right up. Now, let's assume that their rockets hit in the general vicinity of Iran. What happens to Iran? Becomes one big radioactive parking lot. Is this what we want? Is this what they want? So now you have no more Israel and no more Iran and no more oil. Now we've reached peak oil because now a good portion of the world's reserves are radioactive. Now oil becomes $500 a barrel. Now everyone starves. I mean, I just want people to think. I mean, no one's going to... And I said, if you want to know, he says, but you know, but you can't trust them with the nuke. I said, you can't trust... They've never nuked anyone. We have. He says, well, that was during a war. I said, now, wait a minute. That was during a war. Right? We dropped those bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima at the end of World War II. War was over. Japan was looking for a way out while preserving the empire, emperorship. They were looking. They went to every country. How do we get out of this thing? We've lost. We know that. Now, it would be one thing if we hit military installations. We didn't. We intentionally chose civilian populations. And we killed all of those innocent babies and mothers and children. And God, how devastating. Because we wanted to demoralize them. And there was a big debate going on during that time whether we should have done that. Most people were against it. But yet we decided to kill all those people. God, I mean, please, the only people who have used it is us. No one's ever used it. And the Russians have never used it. Folks, this is the end of today's broadcast. But, you know, Barack Obama... And McCain, Barack Obama and McCain know that if they don't support the military-industrial complex, they're not getting elected. And they know that. And it's a shame. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or just striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, as Ron Paul says, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, that'll be Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Central Time. Stay well. Stay tuned.